Welcome back to Coffee in 60-ish Seconds by Coffee with the Queen. Last week, we discussed three iced coffee methods, and this week, we will compare the resulting beverage. So let's get into it. Cold brew, traditional iced coffee, and the Japanese method. First up, cold brew. Cold brew typically uses more coffee in the steeping process, and therefore will contain more caffeine than traditional iced coffee per cup. Generally, because cold brew uses more coffee, it will also cost more per cup. If you have a sensitivity to acid, the cold brew process will usually produce a smoother, lower acidity cup with less bitterness than the other methods. Cold brew can also be made in large batches with no power, so it will leave a much smaller environmental footprint on the planet. So what about the traditional method? Traditional iced coffee's base caffeine level will vary depending on brew method and the bean-to-water ratio used while brewing. Traditional also often features the addition of extra shots of espresso post-brew to counter any dilution caused by the adding of ice. And of course, this will increase the caffeine level of each cup. As for the Japanese method, it results in a drink that preserves and often enhances the coffee's natural aromatics and lovely complex base and upper notes. It will also preserve the coffee's acidity, allowing the cup to have a sweet, coffee-like taste with a refreshing mouthfeel. So what are my final thoughts? It really comes down to a matter of time and personal preference. But any way you brew your cold coffee, it is a delicious option. Wouldn't you agree? For more information on everything coffee, please visit our blog, coffeewiththequeen.com.